Simply Done, the podcast network.
Oh, look who's here.
Well, Skidmaster, are you wearing it? Is it the
fucking hands
I'm
off.
Looking at the name.
It's the same fucking.
Come on, get over
money
here.
Out this.
Watch yourself.
Just go. God damn it!
Harry, would you get over there?
Fucking, here, he's a fucking asshole.
Trailmaster.
He's a fucking asshole because he likes to grab onto me and shit.
I'm trying to see the name.
Don't worry about the name. Come on. He's a fucking jackass.
What about you?
Yes, he really is. This is the song that you were just talking about.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your pal, Don Barris.
I'm your pal, Maul.
And I'm, of course, the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
Notice the only one that didn't say your pal is you.
Well, yeah, because so I don't have any pals.
Got hatred in
your
heart.
I only got girlfriends.
Yeah, he only
That's
likes
not all
me.
You have. Big show today, as we always have. From last week's show, a lot of people love the Rucka Rucka appearance. People are writing. We're
it was nice meeting that guy.
Really? He wrote that song about you?
Yeah, he wrote that.
But I think a lot of people, even more people, are just so worried. It's time for our Kooky Caramello update.
Drum roll, please.
I called him up earlier today. He said he doesn't feel that great. He's just real weak. And he's coming too, but,
coming
you know.
To where? The show?
We can't.
No,
there's hardly any room in here.
And if
he does, he
coming,
have
he's oh, coming to
like
me,
oxygen
he's getting
tanks
stronger.
And things like that? I don't know if we can bring all that stuff in here.
Boy,
maybe it's best he doesn't come here.
He's not leaving there. He's not leaving the state of
How
Texas.
Would he get,
well, why'd you say
are
that?
Are we going there?
He's coming to me.
No, I don't
want to
go
stronger.
To Texas.
Oh, you mean like he's coming too? Like he's
he's
also
getting
coming.
Stronger, physically stronger.
So how old is he?
Stronger, 85.
That's
and he's still shooting loads. That's unbelievable. The future looks good.
For Cookie.
Well, for everybody. If you can get 85 and still come, that's nice. Anyway, let's move on. So he's still okay then?
Yeah, he's
still kicking.
Sounds
like he's better than ever.
He's still kicking.
Well, I'll tell you something amazing. And this is a stroke of luck for myself, for you, Mole, and of course for you, Mary Jane.
Scratch off ticket?
No. If you don't remember, 2 weeks ago, Mole made a bet for us. We took our $10 shout-outs that totaled $75, $25 from me, $25 from Mary Jane, $25 from Mole. Perry didn't want to be involved. He said he couldn't afford it.
Because I can't afford it.
And what Mole did, it's unbelievable, but he put all of our money on a 10-team with upset parlay. Well, to make a long story short, we won $48,750 to split amongst the three of us. But then Mary Jane wanted to let it ride. So we took that $48,750. Then we added it to last week's $10 shoutouts, totaling $90, $30 from Mole, $30 from Mary Jane, and $30 from myself. Again, Perry didn't want to risk his money. So we trusted Mole to make another winning bet. And Mole, this time you went a little crazy.
I went international.
Yeah, you put all of our money on England to win in the T201 cricket series against Pakistan, which is, of course, if as you probably well know, it's a best-of-three series. And what happened, I was a little nervous because after game one, Pakistan won by 8 runs. So England had to win the final 2 games for us to win our money. Well, they won game 2 by 38 runs, and then in the deciding game, in a real nail-biter, England won by 5 runs. With the 2-1 odds, our winning total has reached $146,520 or $48,840 apiece. Now, we've got a decision to make here.
Let it ride.
Mary Jane, but I just had an accident with my car. I need to get a new car.
But $48,000 is not enough for that. I want triple.
Well, I got to tell you, it's really fun because, you know, normally I'm in the Milwaukee Bucks, but now I'm in the Muddy Bucks. You know what I mean?
It's
Let me say something, please.
I know, right?
You need...
So,
can
wait
I butt in?
Wait, hold on. So I was like, it's really fun and all, and we haven't cashed it in yet. We just have the ticket and stuff from the casino, but it would be a lot more fun to be doing this with my best pal, Scaremaster.
Oh, he doesn't want to do it, though.
But last week we offered him that he could put in his part of the $10 shout out and get in with us on the big bet.
Right, but well, he wouldn't get my share. I mean, yeah, he'd be part
of it. I don't want your share because that's selfish. I'll let you keep your cash flow.
All right.
You also need a new vehicle, which is very smart that you get a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Mole could help me out with some cash flow, I mean, that would
be great.
We're
betting this right now. There's no money in there yet. This is just numbers on a piece of paper on the internet. So listen, we're going to bet this.
All right. I need a car desperately, but one for all for one. If you guys are going to bet, I'll be happy to be part of it.
How about this? If you don't want to let him do it, Dan. If you don't want to
let who?
If you don't want to let Scaremaster in on it.
Well, no, he doesn't want to be part of it.
Yes, he does. I'll be part of this one.
You'll be part of the next one?
How about this? We make the fans happy. We bring back something that people have been clamoring for.
What's that?
And we get Scaremaster back in.
What could we possibly do?
Don't listen for a second, Dan.
Me? Should I take my headphones off?
No, play along with me.
All right.
How about we bring back something that the fans love?
I don't know. I don't know.
Little something called Perry Pie Time.
Oh.
I got a beautiful, fresh cherry pie here.
Oh, boy.
Can I see?
So what are you saying?
I'm saying if he can eat that whole thing in 3 minutes, he's in with us.
What, is an equal partner?
Yeah, he's a partner.
3 minutes? There's no way I can eat this in 3 minutes.
Forget it.
I could eat half of it.
All right, forget it. You give it back. I'll have a little piece of
Dan would eat it in 3 minutes.
I could eat it in three minutes.
No,
because Dan's a pig.
How about...
All right, you want to do this? How about if I can eat it in 5 minutes, I get your share of the winnings. So I get $48,840.
I guess
I could eat it in 5 minutes.
You had 3 minutes.
You guys were trying to say 3 minutes, and then you just booted it up 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you're experienced at this.
Five
You've done this
minutes.
Before. Wait a second. Hold on a second. You're almost a pro at this. You've done this how many times now?
On this show? I don't know.
Yeah.
What, a dozen?
Yeah, through the year and a half, yeah. Maybe close to a dozen times you've eaten a pie.
That's why I know he could do it in 3 minutes.
Right.
I can't do it in 3 minutes.
This would be the first time I've ever done it. I should get five.
Well, see, you eat like a slob. I mean,
how about we split the
difference? You don't eat. You just inhale, and it's gone.
All right, maybe
you're like an aardvark. You suck in, and it's all gone. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, that
you'll eat that within a minute and a half.
All right, you don't want to get in. Our next bet's going to be our best one yet.
What are you going to do, Perry?
Oh, God.
Mary Jane, you want to let the money ride?
I want to let it ride, and I only want Perry to share if he eats the pie, because the last 2 weeks, I didn't have my $10 shout-out money, and yes, it grew to a miraculous size, but still, Perry needs to pay to get in right now.
So you're saying you want him as an equal partner, so the money that we have,
okay,
he gets
about,
a quarter of it?
How about?
Why not?
About, you had no risk involved.
But he's going to eat the pie. How about this? In between 3 minutes and 5 minutes is like...
2 minutes. It's called 2 minutes.
In between three and
five. So you're saying like not five,
not three,
in between.
Right in between three and five.
That's called 2 minutes?
Okay. You're saying between 5 minutes
and 3 minutes.
What is the time in between those?
Scaremaster had 3 minutes.
Directly in the middle?
Five, yeah.
Directly in the middle.
There was a place directly in the middle between
three and 5 minutes.
Scaremaster.
What would that be?
It's called 2 minutes.
Okay, so you want to do it in 2 minutes then?
No.
You don't want to do it then?
I couldn't eat that in 2 minutes.
What are the rules if he eats this?
If I could eat that in 5 minutes, maybe.
Last week I made a bet on a fucking cricket game. I don't even know how the game is played. I didn't even know they call them runs.
Yeah, runs.
Yet I put in $48,750 of my money. I let it ride. You haven't had to make one risk at all. So do you want to give him 4 minutes to eat this pie?
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, but not 1 second more. And if he doesn't do it in 4 minutes, then that's it. He's not part of it.
Now, if I finish that pie within 4 minutes, how much money do I get paid?
You're in the next bet.
You're in the next bet.
But knowing you guys, next week the money will be lost. I don't trust you guys.
Oh, really?
You don't trust us.
I don't trust you guys.
All right, well, then.
How about this?
Make a prediction right now.
How about this? If he does it, the pie under 3.5 minutes as a bonus, he gets to keep his share of the $10 shout-out money this week. And he doesn't have to put that in to let it ride.
I'll do that.
Just for a little wham, a little walk-around money for him.
I'll do that.
What are you saying now?
You get to keep your investment that you should be putting up for a $10 shout-out. It's the money you get today. If you do it in 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, you get to keep that so you don't have any risk at all, ever. All you got to do is eat this pie in 3.5 minutes. You want to do it?
I'll try it.
Perry?
Yeah?
Look at the clock.
Okay.
Ready? I'm going to do it at the 45-second mark. Here we go. All right, it's close, and go!
Jesus Christ.
Well, while Perry's doing this, let's get to this. It's time once again for the part of the show where you, the home listener, get involved in the Big Three podcast by sending us $10. It's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout-out is a segment of the show where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. And it always is fun. And all you have to do is send us $10 cash, no check, no money order, no credit card, any other legal mumbo-jumbo. All you got to do is send us $10 cash to the show, and you send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Don't choke, Scaremaster.
All right, let's see here. Hey, Big Three. I'm Mel Greenwood. I'm a music manager from Orange County, California, and I'm a huge fan of all the great work you guys do, especially Perry Caramello. I'll cut to the chase. I've been listening to all of your podcasts and want to offer Perry a chance to be represented by me. As a former child actor, I know the cruel ups and downs of Hollywood and sympathize with the trouble Perry has been having lately. After I've heard him belt out the amazing AC/DC for the Chilean Miners a while back, I knew I had to work with this guy. I can't promise him a contract yet. I need to hear a demo first. But if it's anything like what I heard on the podcast, I think it'll be mutually beneficial to the both of us. I put on numerous shows throughout the Southern California area, and I think Perry's amazing musical ability could be put to great use. You are really going through that pie like almost like a horse eating hay. The only problem I have with Perry is his behavior. I run a tight ship and expect professionalism from all my clients, and Perry would be no exception. The homosexual intercourse that Perry had with Randy Callen cannot be tolerated. All right, I'm just saying what I'm saying here.
That is bullshit!
Intercoursing?
All right, let's get back to this. I don't have anything against homosexuals. I just would never engage in that activity, and I want Perry to know about it ahead of time. I also represent some teenage acts, and Perry would have to behave himself around the minors he may have to do shows with. He would not be allowed to spend any private time with these underage talented kids. I remember a previous podcast where he got mixed up with an underage model that he had naked and attempted to have sex with. Again, this would not be tolerated. I've worked with Italians in the past, and they tend to have strong homosexual and pedophile tendencies. However, if Perry can overcome all that and agree to be professional, I'd love to have him on my team. Please give him my information and contact me so we can get something going. I see great potential for that amazing voice of his, and I think he can gain a whole new following through music. Many thanks, Big Three. Mel Greenwood. Let's see here. Okay. We're under 15 seconds for the Scaremaster Eat the Pie. All right, we've got 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Wait a minute, actually, we've got 5 more seconds. I miscalculated. So now at 3, 2, 1.
I can't finish
this whole fucking
time. Stop! I can't finish
Stop! It! Stop! Okay. Did he finish?
No.
Okay.
Gave a good effort, dude.
You really did give it a good effort. Nice try. Perry. Perry. At least you gave it a shot.
I can't eat like you.
Fuck you, you dirty fucking greaseball Italian.
Ah, that's from the song.
Yeah, I know.
All right. You guys want a piece of Sean White gum? Sean White gum. It's delicious.
Here, Mole, why don't you read this next one?
Okay.
Diabetes in tinfoil pan.
Dearest Dan Mullen, Brody. Thank you for talking about pop culture as well as your own personal lives. I came to your country with the land of small coffee cups and pizza with the cheese and the crust in Italy. It is not the prettiest country in the world or the smartest, but between stealing noodles from China and electing porn stars to parliament, somehow we get by. Into my home country, I was a doctor, but in America, I am only qualified to sweep sidewalks in front of a Goodwill store. It is a wonderful place to shop, a little pricey, but the people who work there are nice to me most of the time. Since I do not earn much money, I cannot afford a computer, so when I need to use the internet, I have to go to a public library and use their computers for 15-minute intervals. It's very annoying, but it's still much more efficient than anything we had in Italy. I've spent some quality family time with my homely wife and our 12 children at the library this weekend, where we searched the internet together and we all listened to the Bigger Three podcast for the first time. The only episode we heard was the New Year's Eve podcast. As a successful Italian-American myself, you can imagine my disgust when I heard you're incredibly unprofessional. Better get a Caravello calling into your show. At first, I thought it was a joke because in Italy, it's well known that the word Caravello refers to a man who's been cast out by normal society for having an insatiable desire to have another man's P-word in his mouth.
Really?
I never had a prick in my mouth.
What he's saying there, what he's saying.
A prick in my mouth.
He's saying your name. Perry, stop. Then you understand what's said.
Fucking
Perry, stop. Understand what he's saying. He's saying, not that you did, he's saying that that's what your name means in Italian.
I would try to listen to more of your podcast, but it isn't just a
fucking lie.
International relation of God's merciful grace. I sincerely hope you never insult us lowly Italians any more than we have already deserved by letting that disgusting and pathetically gay Perry Caravello back on the air. God bless America. God bless the bigotry. Federico Fellini. Since Perry does not want to stop killing kids, shouldn't you report him to the police?
Okay. That's a good one.
Guys, I tell you.
Did he say his last name? What was his name?
Fellini.
Fellini? All right. Good day, Big Three. I'm writing you from the world-famous ski resort at Lake Titicaca in northern Canada. You like that. Right? I was just introduced to the Big Three podcast, and I have to say, you guys are the funniest thing ever, eh? As a Canadian, American, and a gay man, I can tell you how delighted I am to hear that Perry Caramello promoting the Pure Rock Maple. Oh, yeah. You must be talking about your skateboards. As Perry must know, Pure Rock Maple refers to one thing, the most excruciating orgasm that a man can achieve with another man.
God.
It's truly a beautiful thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
But it is a little messy. I can tell you how much Perry loves the Pure Rock Maple because he only gets his 60 seconds a week to discuss anything he wants to, and all he ever talks about is getting the Pure Rock Maple. Needless to say, 60 Seconds with Perry is every gay man's favorite part of the podcast.
Talking
we
about Pure Rock Maple.
And bated breath, as well as each other's cocks in our hand for Perry's gritty voice that brings us to the Pure Rock.
When do I get
Pure Rock refers to the hardest erection a man can get, and Maple is the hot white man juice that we can lick off each other's feet after Perry excites us about the most intense climax the human body can stand. We can never thank Perry enough for introducing our gay Canadian lifestyle to America. From now on, we will always refer to one man sucking another man's cock as a Perry rather than a blowjob.
When can I re-advertise Scary Perry skateboards
okay,
on the show?
Okay, stop for a second. Exactly. All right, just stop, Perry. Let me just finish the letter. Okay. We can never thank Perry enough for introducing our gay Canadian lifestyle to America. From now on, we will always refer to one man sucking another man's cock as a Perry, rather than just a blowjob. We do this to signify how much the Scaremaster means to every gay man, not just in Canada, but around the entire world. To celebrate, I'm going to find the ugliest, smelliest Italian guy I can and give him a Perry so I can bring him to a screaming Pure Rock Maple. Signed, Bob McKenzie, world-famous ski instructor. Well, I did not know that. I did not know that that's what you were saying all along. I thought that was talking about your skateboard.
Bullshit.
Well, then why would he write it?
Okay, look. Canadian Pure Rock Maple fucking wood.
Yeah.
Maple wood. It's not about being a faggot. It's not about gay orgasms or any of that.
Then why would he say that?
Bullshit. Because it's bullshit. And he's trying to be funny.
It's
on
a coincidence.
The, on a
it's
show.
Purely a coincidence.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mole. It's about wood. It's not about fucking gay shit.
Yeah, that's what he said
the
about
same
wood.
Names. It's just he was pointing out that it's coincidental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bull fucking shit. It's about my. It's about the fucking wood that I use.
Right, exactly.
Maple wood.
It's the same
Canadian
words as
wood.
That other thing, but the two aren't the same thing.
Not at all. Fuck, I'm getting fucking furious about this bullshit.
Canadians?
But it's funny.
By the way, the reason Perry's not reading today is because Perry reads like a moron.
And if,
and
you,
everybody
if,
gets
I read
upset.
Like, if you write
a
really
I
short
got a,
letter,
I got a
Scare Master will read those.
Yeah, if you write a real short letter, what are you doing, Perry?
Pulling out my movie reviews. I'm just
okay, well, we're not
them
doing
out.
Them yet.
While recently reviewing your video All-Star account at our Reseda Boulevard location, we have stumbled upon discrepancies regarding your previously rented movie, some of which you may still be in possession of or responsible for. As our most recent inventory, we found the following DVD VHS beta films were rented mostly from our homosexual and alternative lifestyle sections and haven't been returned. We will access the following late fee penalties to each of these transactions. Cruising... Starring Al Pacino, rented January 12th.
Bought it.
Fee,
I never
35.
Never
Crying
rented it.
Crying Game, starring Forrest Whitaker, $23. Bareback Mountain.
I
and
never
so on.
Never saw that fucking faggot film.
Death to America, The Truth of 9/11.
I never bought that movie either.
It says you rented it.
I don't rent movies. I buy them.
Gay Fellas, Hard Italian, Anal Loving, Volume
never
6.
Never bought that either.
Learning to Skateboard in 30 Minutes, starring Terrifying Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah,
that guy's
sure.
A master promotion.
He's a fucking buffoon.
So he has actually instructional skateboarding tapes.
Yeah,
he truly
sure.
is a skateboarding
He's
enthusiast.
No skateboard enthusiast. He's a bum. Scary Perry Skateboards is a skateboard enthusiast.
Also, there's other ones.
And you're probably going to cut that out because
Jeffrey,
I'm the master.
And because the
master of disaster. Blood.
And then Handjob Hunks 7 from 92.
What?
Hunks.
Several hardcore homosexual scenes in the film are blurred, patchy due to what we can only surmise was a constant rewinding, rewatching. Your entire penalty fee comes to $9.34 and contact Ben Jarvis Green Ellis International. Hope to hear from you, Mr. Caravelli.
Who's this from?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Oh, so just he didn't return. Now, this last one, I don't think we should read it. I really don't, because they didn't send $10. And guess what cheap organization this is from that didn't send $10? Take a guess, Mole. Well, I'll tell you. It's the Christian Congregation of the Jehovah Witnesses.
They didn't send you a fucking letter.
Dear,
Let me see that.
To me. It's to you, dear Brother Caramello. Caravello, it actually says.
It is scary.
But they didn't send any money, so I don't know if we should read it.
Let me see this letter.
Seems to have all the, it's the stationery from them.
It's not their stationery.
You don't know that.
Let me see it. I'll tell you right now.
It looks like, dude, this looks like they're trying to kick you out of the Javajos.
Let me see the letter. Let me see the letter.
Can I just kind of bullet point it for you?
Yeah, if you would.
It says they've been trying to get in touch with him about the rumors about his homosexual activity and the governing body, recent actions of some of the members being involved in alcoholism and homosexuality on high alert regarding his actions. Through the governing body and Bethel members have been cursed with homosexuality. It says several members of the 144,000 chosen by Jehovah God personally have been forced to resign because of either child molestation or overt homosexual acts. The most recent case was Raymond Franz, who was being forced to leave Bethel and his place in the governing board and special resolution. Copy of your film when he said he was found. That's cool. He was marked a spot in the film where you describe in great detail some disturbing things you described in your homosexual casting director. Unfortunately, we cannot allow you to associate with the Christian Congregation of Jehovah's Witness anymore.
So you're no longer a Javajo.
It's rare that we
shut the fuck up.
Disfellowship unbaptized ones, but in extreme circumstances, blah, blah, blah. Believe you personally, Raymond Franz, they said, we believe you personally led him to his activity and cursed one of Jehovah's chosen few for all eternity. 1 Corinthians 5, Paul.
No, I'm wondering.
Outline strict government.
Let me see this letter.
Let me ask.
Disfellowship ones.
If he's kicked
going
out.
To make an announcement in that next service meeting, let everybody know.
Mole.
Please make no reference.
Can I ask a question? If he's kicked out of the Javajos, does that mean that he gets his voodoo doll back that they
made
of
him? You know what it does mean? It means we can celebrate the 4th of July with him this year.
That is not
I'm making
a fucking letter from...
And we can get Christmas gifts
and
birthday
gifts from
Paris. That is
not a letter from the Bethel congregation.
What are you
going to
get me for Christmas this year?
I'm not getting you shit.
You know, my birthday's coming up in April.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, my birthday's in April. Now you can give
gifts. I'm not interested in lies and deceit and all the garbage that you guys like to fucking
So you're
put
saying
involved.
That people aren't born?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is a weird thing to say, Scare Master. People aren't born. God, where do you think they come from, eggs? I mean, hello? You know? What if we did come from eggs? What would that be like?
And I'm being ripped off again. All this other bullshit. You know, I'm about ready to say I'm done with this.
Well, that would be the stupidest thing you could do.
And that too.
All right.
And
well,
you
these,
that fucking thing
semi-
too.
Look what
those
I got.
Those are all over fucking New York.
These are somebody sent me a bunch of these things.
I didn't make those.
It's Perry's head with the word "gay" and a
question mark though. Like, saying,
and they're popping.
Happy gay, yeah. Faggot gay, never.
They're popping up all over the United States, all over Canada.
Happy is one thing.
I like
but I'm
to
not
see you
faggot.
So happy.
I can't believe where these are going. I've seen like in New York City, they're passing out posters. Yeah. So this thing is a great promotional device. I don't know if you had anything to do with this.
I've got nothing to do with
it. But it's great, don't you think?
Yeah, it's good, but is that a sticker or a magnet?
It's a sticker.
Stickers. Grab some of those, dude. Give Scare Master some of
I'm
them.
Not
Put
gay.
Some around your house.
I'm not gay.
So people know
no,
where
it's no. saying no. It's saying,
it's saying question mark. That's the whole thing. It's not saying that you're gay. It's saying gay? I don't think so. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, like if this guy's gay, right.
Yeah, if I'm gay.
Well, what you should do? They are funny.
I'll agree.
You
to
should
that.
Sign some of those.
Never
sell them on eBay.
No.
You know what? That's exactly what you should do.
Then get... I want $100 a sticker.
Perry, don't
so,
be an
so
asshole.
So put them on and buy it now.
All right, then $10 million a sticker.
Well, here's what we should do, Perry. Hold on. These are a great promotional thing. You can sign a couple of them. Here, just sign a couple of them.
No. Right? Not
Perry,
get paid for it.
You're not going to get paid for it, you stupid fuck. Sign a couple.
Perry. I want my $10 shout-outs today before I sign anything.
Okay. Well, here you go. Everybody gets a $10 shout-out. One for you.
One.
Mary Jane. One for you.
Thank you.
And one for me. There they are. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
That's all I get is 10 bucks.
That's all that we had. Perry, sign this fucking thing. Sign three of them.
No, it's not worth
Perry,
it. Perry. It's not worth it.
Perry, I'm going to say this right now, and I'm gonna start getting upset.
Not worth
Perry,
it because...
Perry, all right, shut up. We've heard your bullheaded bullshit. Now listen to me. This is going up all over the United States and Canada, and I'm sure some people out there in foreign countries that listen to us, like Australia and some of the other countries that I've never been to. But what I'm asking you to do...
Australia's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, Mole, I've heard that too. Anyway, we're trying to get the Big Three name out there because the more people that listen to the podcast, it's going to make it a lot easier for us to get our reality show going. And then that will get us to the ultimate goal of doing a sequel to the movie Windy City Heat. So here's where we'd like our fans to help us out if you can. We've got this new promotional sticker, and we'd like you to get some. Well, we'd like you to put it on a very famous landmark in your city. If you live in Paris, maybe you can put it on the Eiffel Tower. You'll take a picture of it. You'll put it on Facebook, and then you'll tag me at Don Barris on my Facebook page. We could have our friends to the north and to the south of us in Canada and Mexico help us out. Where else could they tag it, Mole?
They could tag it in Mexico.
I just got done saying that. Literally, you said Mexico seconds after I said Mexico. I don't think that you were listening. And, Mole, I need to have people listening because what I'm saying is very important. It's going to help us. It's going to help promote this damn show. So let me explain how to get these Perry Gay with a question mark stickers. Now, there's two ways to get these stickers. Number one, you can send to me a private message at my Facebook page at Don Barris. And you can ask me to send you the artwork
so I can send it back to you. You can make your own stickers or your own posters. You can put it on landmarks close to your home. Or you can get in touch with me on my Facebook page where you send me a private message and you find out where to send the $10. Now, that $10 will cover the cost of the stickers and it'll cover all the postage. We'll then send you 10 stickers, and these are 4x5 stickers, and they're really kind of nice, I'd have to say.
And I don't make a buck.
No, and neither will I. You should listen to me. We're trying to promote the show so people will listen to us, so nice things can happen. I've only told you this about 1,000 times before.
Hey, I have a question off topic.
Shoot.
A lot of people have been asking online, Scaremaster, recently you bought your dad a new set of eyes. Now, if Cookie Caramello doesn't make it, do you get the you get to keep the eyes?
Shut up.
Your brand new eyes that you just bought.
Give me those things.
Brand new eyes.
It's a legitimate question.
What happened to those?
They die along with him.
What are you talking about? Why don't you get them? They're brand new. You just got them for him.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. I'm not buying eyes. I'm you not taking eyes. Okay, I spent a lot of money on his fucking vision. That's right.
Right.
But I'm not taking the... I'm not...
So you're going to get those eyes you bought for Cookie? Because that you should sign and sell on eBay.
Wow.
What?
The fans will go crazy over Cookie Caramello's eyes. He has no use.
Imagine there's a little kid out there like Nathaniel was. Some sick kid who needs eyes.
You're disgusting, okay?
Is that a phone call that I hear? Could you send that phone call through, please?
Who is it?
Bet you I know who it
hello,
is.
Hello, my honeys. Hello, my darlings. Hello, my ragtime big three.
It's Mr. Adams. I knew it would be.
Hey.
Listen. Perry, catch me up.
What?
Cookie Caramello, has he been dunked into the milky cup of eternity?
Not. He's getting better. He's getting healthier.
Well, listen, let me tell you that if you should need a shoulder to cry upon, I just had my dinner jacket sanforized, so you're welcome to it. Thoughts?
Don't even.
Maybe it'd be into it.
It would be nice.
All right, listen, just remember, there's nothing so sad can't be cheered up with a nice game of sausage in the pudding hole.
Yeah, whatever.
Will you think on it, please?
You're disgusting, okay? Just shut the fuck up.
Mr. Adams, what's new with you? I asked what's new with you?
What's new with me?
Yeah.
What's new? Is that what you're asking? What's new with me?
That's what I said, yeah.
Is that what he's asking? Scaremaster, Walter, is that what he's asking?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Is that it?
That's what he's asking. Answer him, fuckhead.
I'll tell you what's new with me. You've heard the rumors, no doubt, and now you want the exclusive scoop. Is that it, Mr. Barnes?
Yeah, that's exactly what I asked.
All right. Let's let it all out then. As you well know, my soulmate and champion Pomeranian Monsignor Winky Pinky Bottom was ill and quite ill and in a state of panic. I tried to end his suffering by breaking his tiny frail little neck with my hands. Well, you also know that my wrist strength is not what it used to be. And anywho, epic fail is the kiddo's tweet. You know what I'm saying? He didn't die. He's hanging on, but quite the little doggy disaster.
What was wrong with him? He had to try to break his neck. How was he so sick?
Oh, he had fleas.
What?
Fleas?
I know. It's disgusting.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Anyway, how about a jokey?
Guilty, do I?
Here we are.
Do
it. Where should you never take your doggy shopping?
Flea market.
See, it's funny because it's true. True, like my sweet man love for the big three. Doo-da!
Okay.
He just won't stop acting like a fucking sick, perverted faggot.
Perry, you use that word so freely, and you know that's a word of hate.
Good.
All right, but you can't be that way. You really can't, Perry.
I can't stand you guys trying to make me
look like I'm gay.
Trying to make,
who does that?
You.
What do I ever do that?
You're trying to, Oh, Perry's, and you're reading all these fucking...
Well, I'm reading what the fans say.
I don't want it. If it's fucking gay, I don't want it.
They're sending us money.
I don't want to hear it. It's a lie. It's crack. All right. It's bullshit.
I think it's a lie. Do you think it's a lie, Mo?
I just can't believe we're not
considering the shape of Monsignor Winky Pinky Bottom right now. And
oh, I'm, but you know,
to break it.
Have you ever seen that dog though?
Yeah, all the colors.
It's ugly. It might be one of the ugliest dogs I've ever
but
seen in my life.
His paw's a different color.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Disgusting.
Well, retarded. You know, he likes what he likes.
Okay, Perry. Getting back to what I was saying. I'm trying to work with you, and it's always unfair that you blame me. When you wanted to not do movie reviews that might have had a gay feel, I talked to the bosses upstairs, and what happened?
He did the gay father.
Well, not the gay father. The Godfather trilogy.
The Godfather trilogy.
Oh, no, that's what people used to joke about it and say it was the gay father because they're always kissing each other.
Oh, right. Shut up.
They do. They're always like, hey,
yeah, and you guys, and this one over here takes a picture of Neil Leeds going... trying to fucking make out with me at the fucking...
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Corolla Wait, Studios. And all that's right, all over the internet. And that's disgusting.
Yes.
I couldn't stand the fact that Adam...
Why were you kissing him with your...
I wasn't kissing him!
Yes, you were. I saw the picture of it.
Mary Jane, what are you saying?
I did not take the photo. I'm in the photo.
You're in the photo.
How did I take the photo if I'm in the photo? I don't know what happened behind my back.
Yeah, I think you took that picture.
All right.
He was taking a picture of Mary Jane while behind him, you guys were smooching it up.
We weren't
so don't
smooching
blame
it.
Really? Well, what's going on in the picture?
I yelled at Neil, and Neil says, come here and
I've met Neil's
let's make
girlfriend,
up.
A beautiful
let's make,
woman.
Make up, and you said, no, let's make out.
Is
and you guys,
definitely
nah,
not gay. He's a man's man, Neil. So lighten the hell up. Why don't you do your movie review? That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Now, you watched the Godfather trilogy, which was how long? Over 10 hours, correct?
God, three movies, that's 4 hours a piece, four, eight, 12 hours.
Okay, so about 12 hours. Okay, let's hear the movie review.
Okay, to start with, God, I got so much shit here. Okay, The Godfather with Marlon Brando.
You're killing it out of the gate, I gotta tell you, crushing it.
The first movie of the first movie, The Godfather, with Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, James Caan, Richard...
Okay, stop right there. All right, that's enough of the review. I think we got enough out of it. It's got a bunch
of... what happens to God?
No, it doesn't have God in it.
It's about just God's father.
It's about one of the only businesses that the Italians were smart enough to get into, crime. And they did well. One family did really well. Boom. And they did three movies about it because it's like watching monkeys throwing shit at each other. These Italians are like apes. They really are. Anyway, so that was today's Perry's movie review. Good job, Perry.
You're a fucker.
What do you mean?
You made me watch three fucking movies. Oh, and the movie review is over in less than
Let
5 minutes.
Just tell a little bit of what happens.
All
right. Just skip
it. Go ahead.
You know, okay, it's about the crime families of the mafia, the five.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Go ahead.
I also think Italians can sell apples. If I remember in that movie, they were pretty good at selling apples. From
How
do
they sell apples?
From a cart. Go back to your movie
review.
Okay,
you know. All right, they do sell good produce on the streets over there in New York.
Just amazing. Name an Italian that's ever done anything. Can anybody?
Mario Andretti.
Who else?
Danny Andretti.
Danny.
Michael Andretti.
Any non-Andrettis.
Okay. Myself.
What have you done?
that was kind of a jump down from the end.
A huge jump.
Al Pacino? Marlon Brando, who was known as one of the best actors in Hollywood many years.
Whoever said that?
Whoever said that?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
How come he never won an Oscar? How come that Indian lady got it instead of him?
Indian lady?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oscars weren't around back then.
You're probably right.
But what about all the Academy Awards that he won?
Get to the part where he blows Clemenza.
What?
I like the part in The Godfather with the guy.
Good point. That was a good part.
But you know, it's a ripoff. Is you never meet God's father, and how? What a he must be a badass. God is like super powerful.
Right.
But imagine God's like, I am God. I am the head honcho.
God,
and like God, you
go
get
to bed. Go to bed.
Dad,
God, who got in the cupboard when I told them not to?
Dad.
God, go to your room.
What part of Crank Yankers is
it's
this from?
God's dad.
Perry, do your fucking review. We're waiting.
All right. The five families, you know, they all had their things. There was a lot of killings in the first film. There was a lot of killings in the second film. And there was a lot of killings in the, well, there wasn't that many killings in the third. Because Michael, after the first movie, who took over as the Godfather.
Michael Myers?
Michael
Myers was in The Godfather?
No, he was not in The Godfather.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God, I don't remember him. So
No. Al Pacino played Michael Corleone in The Godfather.
Is that how they pronounce it in Italian?
Corleone, yes. The city of Corleone. Anyway, now Al Pacino, who played Michael Corleone in The Godfather, he was trying to break away from the family business, meaning running all the gambling and all the mobster stuff. He kept telling Diane Keaton.
When do they have the breakdancing thing?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done? That's the review?
There is no breakdancing thing, stupid.
Then you watched the wrong movie. There's definitely breakdancing.
Mole, I got to side with Perry on this one. I don't think you're right. I don't think there was any breakdancing in The Godfather.
When the guy, when the guy's out by the turnpike and everyone jumps up and he's going like, bump, 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 bump.
Oh, but that's him being shot.
Oh, I watched a remix of it with some dubstep.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right.
You know what his name was? Sonny Corleone. Santino.
Oh, you're talking about James Caan when he
James Caan.
James Blonde.
James Caan
played Sonny.
Sonny Corleone. Sonny Caramello. Cookie Caramello. Cookie Caramello Corleone.
That's Caravello.
Wow.
Caravello, not good Caramello. Get that fucking M out of there, you fucking monkey. But my last name is Caravello.
When did you change it?
I never did. It was always Caravello.
Let's get back to the movie review. You're getting off base again.
In Godfather 3.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, Christ. In Godfather 3. What was her name?
That was a great review. I thought Perry did a really good job.
I did a shitty job.
I thought you did a great job.
I didn't even do a review. You guys are just fucking with me constantly.
Did you like the movie?
I love all three movies.
I have a real surprise for everybody here.
I hope the surprise is good news.
Well, I would say it's good news because after you yelled at this man, he left here, and he was the closest thing that we had to what would be considered a regular sponsor.
Who's this?
You know him from his mattress company, 26 throughout the Los Angeles area.
Are you kidding me?
Neil with the deal. Here he is.
Are you kidding?
Mr. Neil Leeds.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep your lips about 20 feet away from mine, okay?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the post picture that Perry put up of you guys kissing?
Oh, yeah. I put them up. Sure.
For those of you that don't know, Neil was going to be our sponsor, but then our show, which is a little bit, let's just say,
country, a little bit country.
No. It's a little
this
bit controversial.
It's not the Donnie and Marie show.
Ah, you got me.
It's a little bit controversial and Neil is a, your business is a family business. And you couldn't be with all the stuff that Perry talks about and the dirty, filthy
Perry
Italians that he relates to and promotes and his dirty, filthy Italian.
Yeah, the dirty, filthy you Italians could, that have some of the best restaurants and
can I ask him a question? Like,
sure.
On the mafia side, do you like when you engage in that, when you're watching it, does it feel like you would want to actually be
no.
that at all? Like,
no.
You're going to tell me you've never thought about
you
being
never,
part
I
of the
never
mafia.
Wanted to be a
you
mafia
used
member.
To brag about breaking people's legs that you could
oh,
get
I,
people.
Oh, sure. I'd like
no,
to.
No, let me
fucking
ask you a question. Like, it's like equal to like being like really rich is having power just to know that you are like the boss. Did you ever have that feeling? Like if there was like something you're like, wow, wouldn't that be so cool that I'm the boss? Like you just, it's,
it'd be nice to be the boss.
Like in ways
or
that
a boss.
No, not just like, but not just financially. The power of just you got your back covered wherever you go.
And you're back too, Neil. All right,
Neil so, is definitely back.
I was just trying to see, like,
I'm just trying to find out what your favorite Italian restaurant in Los Angeles.
Tell you know where I'll tell you that has good Italian food as well as the best Thai food in the city.
Where's
what
that?
The Huck.
for the finest in Thai cuisine and mixed in with a little Italian, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Perry, you like What the Huck?
I like, yeah, I definitely like What the Hucks.
Have you ever had What the Huck?
Myself? No. What is that?
It's a restaurant. It's a Thai restaurant here in West Hollywood.
Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry because I just dazed out. Thank you. Let me. It's
here.
Food
have
is
a
great.
Chicken skewer.
Yeah, man.
Like a chicken skewer, Neil?
That's really cool.
Have one.
Actually, but.
Have one.
No.
Have one.
Well, not because I would do it for the.
You rotten motherfucker. Have a chicken skewer.
All right, I'll have it. We'll do a toast.
Here's to Neil Leeds.
Can I?
No, not during the show. Not during the show.
Oh, so everybody gets a chicken skewer but me.
Do you want some of this cucumber dip?
No, I'm cool, actually.
So everybody gets food but me.
Do you want the hot sauce on it?
Here, give me a chicken skewer.
No. Thank you.
You know, as I pass that over to you, just your greasy hands fucking got on my fingers.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you know?
What's your first impression of that chicken?
This is the best in town. It's What the Huck, 323-654-7952.
But is it good?
Not bad.
Would you buy it again? Of course you would.
I don't
would.
Know.
Perry, you're supposed to be promoting the fucking company, you moron.
That's what I was trying
I
to get
know.
To.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to show Neil how we do a commercial.
Thanks,
and
man.
What do you do right in front of him? Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. What's the number again? Tell him the number.
323-654. What's the number again?
7952. That's
323-654-7952.
I thought 7952 was the address of this place.
Shut the Perry.
323-654-7952. That's What the Hugs. The one of, if not the best Thai cuisines here in West Hollywood, California.
Okay.
Neil, can we pitch you some ideas or some commercials that maybe we could do for your fine mattress shop here on the Big Three Podcast?
Not one fine mattress shop, 26 fine mattress shops throughout the greater Los Angeles area.
All right, Dan, tell
26
them
soon to become 300.
Can I pitch my commercial?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Neil, you know how those guys, who your competitors, had that huge campaign where they always go, "You're killing me,
Larry.
You're killing me, Larry." And everyone's always like, "Hey, Larry, you stop killing me. You're killing me, Larry." Okay, and everyone knows that, and so everyone goes there to get killed by Larry's prices. We capitalize on that. We don't do killing, which is kind of violent. We do another violent crime. We do, "You're raping me, Neil."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. These prices. This is what started this to begin with, but go ahead.
So you and then
your
like you have this.
Are raping my
right,
mind.
So, as you're saying this, this is what I visualize. You're raping me, Neil. And then in the background, you hear this girl.
You're not gonna pay. My prices are gonna rape your. Aren't gonna rape your wallet.
While you're saying that about "You're killing me, Larry,"
you know
what we do?
You're killing me, Don.
I have people.
You're killing me.
I have people that are. Police officers. They can plant some cocaine on this Larry cocksucker.
Oh, no.
All right, these are some early ideas. We can work
We're
some of these out.
We're spitballing right now. All right, Scaremaster, what's yours?
I'm speechless because, let's see. I'll break your fucking back!
See? I knew Perry wanted to be mafia.
Look at you. Everything is done in the Italian
in the eye
chimp
of the
way.
Baseball bat.
Without even
I miss
even,
my baseball
see?
Bat, man.
Yeah, the red bat.
I miss my bat.
Oh my God.
He even admits it, the
Look
red
at
bat.
You. It's in your blood.
Real quick, you guys.
Anger
about
and stupidity.
About the bat.
And
I
both
even brought it up.
Blood.
Yeah, okay. Anger and stupidity. I had a red softball bat. This is a true story. I had a red softball bat since age 10 back in Chicago that I brought to California, and I had it in my old car. My old Dodge Shelby Charger, when I got busted in 1984.
Oh, God, I can just see people changing the channel right now. Perry, stop telling this stupid story. It makes no sense whatsoever. We're trying to sell Neil on a fucking deal.
I don't see how this is going to help sell mattresses.
Oh, here's something we should think about. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-a-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But why take my word for it? Let's take the word of an American hero, a guy that gave America a reason to smile and a reason to be proud.
because he was the guy that put the money up that brought down Osama bin Laden, the worst person since Adolf Hitler. He's been called a business whiz and a skateboard enthusiast. Here's Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh, 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 ooh! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh, 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 ooh!
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Hey, see, that's the type of commercial we could do for you, Neil, right there. That was good.
See, Neil's...
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a lot of... It is.
The thing about Neil's company, again, it's a family business.
Okay, so what does that have to do with you and a baseball bat?
You're threatening people's lives.
You did.
You know, Neil, now, you left because of the fact that our show's a little bit outrageous, and I understand that. But
it's a lot outrageous.
All right, shut the fuck up.
I got to admit it.
Did you ever hear our theme song for Pillow Talk with Neil?
I did. It was actually really wonderful.
Why don't you play it right now?
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
That was excellent.
Now, what was wrong with that? That was a
that
perfect...
was amazing.
Play it again. Let me hear it one more time.
Sweet.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
That's quality material.
So, like, that's like, oh my, like, that's mysterious. That was just so smooth.
Don't you're raping me, Neil.
All right, here's what we should do. Because you're here today, Neil, let's do a Pillow Talk with Neil, where you can talk about anything you'd like. So here it is, the first segment of Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
Well, I guess the first subject topic that we would go through today is just like, you know, wherever you are, but we're going to be, at this point, Los Angeles. And I was just like, want to kind of engage with about how the neglect of our city. Like, did you ever just drive down while you're in traffic and just see that the trees are just haven't been trimmed and graffiti all over the concrete and all the, you know, like the basics? Like, does anyone actually see that? And can we ever bring back the city to be just what it was and how beautiful it was, and just to be a part of LA? And I just like to hear feedback on Los Angeles and how it could be just like the most dynamic place to live, even if we have traffic, just to be in this great state.
Hi, Neil. My name is Walter, first-time caller, long-time listener. I got a question about Los Angeles. It seems to me that a lot of the alleyways and sidewalks are very littered with litter and garbage. And what could we do as citizens? Why is it against the law for us to be able to pick up a broom and go outside our homes and businesses and sweep that up and lend a helping hand? Why aren't we allowed to do that?
You know, to be honest with you, in reverse, you're so able to do it. It's just like, it's just maybe a better way to say is we create the law so we won't do it. No, actually, the way it is that, you know, the city, we do say we pay our taxes and that we should get city services, which is totally true. But I can't watch the budget of the city in every situation. So how I look at it really quickly is that we have to take charge and responsibility for our own little area.
Hey, my name's Don. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you, Neil?
I'm great. How are you?
Don.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Don. How are you, Don? How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Dan.
Is that Mole?
Yeah, I'm on the other line.
Hey, what's happening, Mole?
Just chilling out, talking to Pillow Talk.
Hey, Neil, I got a question for you.
On the last call, we got to just pitch in and clean up. That's all. Sorry.
You should
do
that.
Yeah, we could all do that. That's for sure.
Have you ever done that?
Me?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah. You guys are never here when I do this, but before we have the podcast down at the secret location of our studio, I'll go out there, sweep up a little bit. I give, you know, there'll be neighborhood kids that come by. Hey, it's Don from the podcast.
Scaremaster, do Italians ever do that?
All the time. That was one of my jobs when I worked at the print shop. I used to clean up the whole shop.
Yeah, but that was your job. I mean, just going out and doing it.
Like community.
Hey, Neil.
You know, out in front of our restaurants and our businesses.
This is Don again. I wanted to ask Neil, I'm glad that other caller brought this up, because when you say clean up the town,
Wouldn't Los Angeles be a lot better if we had no Italians?
If we had no Italians?
Yeah, just got these guys out, maybe put them in a little town.
No, it wouldn't be better because you'd have shitty restaurants. You'd have Taco Bells everywhere.
Hey, Neil, this is Don on the other line again. Hey, I've got these stickers where it has Perry's head and where it says gay underneath. Would you be willing to put these on every bed that you sell?
Oh, absolutely. That's a promotion. Sure. I think that would be great.
Have you guys given out those
artists? I'm not even getting paid for this shit, and it bothers the piss out of me.
But it would be great for you. You have all that promotion.
It's not. It's free promotion. I can't stand being promoted for free.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
There's a little confusion there, but I think all in all, for a first time ever, that was a great job. Give Neil Leeds a hand. Took some calls.
Less money every time I work on this.
Right now, I think what we should do is maybe the best thing that we do on this show. It's time again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
All right, if you've never heard our show before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. And also, we actually made a, well, we didn't, but Perpetic Industries made a board game of this. And I'm not sure where we stand now. People were very disappointed about what we had to call it last week, and we talked to the lawyers. Have we gotten Mole Play's name back yet?
Good news, we got the name back, but I now have to call it Mole Play, a division of Chow Young La Look Enterprises.
Oh, okay, well that seems China. Easy enough. Are you sure?
China.
How could you tell?
Chow Young La Look.
It's actually in Shanghai.
Whatever.
Well, there is a difference.
China.
Now, if you've never heard our podcast before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. And this is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he'll even take something that we've done for the show. He'll cast a scene, and then he'll direct the scene. So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, here's the scene. I take you to the hottest ad agency in town. Dan Barney's agency. He's like Dan Draper.
Can I be Darren Stevens?
You can be Darren Dan Draper Stevens. Half Dan Draper, half Darren Stevens. Okay? And here comes the hottest client, the Mattress King, Big Matt. His name is Matt, and he sells mattresses. But your secret weapon is your super sultry hot assistant, Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson. Scaremaster, you are Va-Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson.
Make some Dan, sense about this.
You are Dan Draper Darren Stevens. You are Matt, the Mattress King, Neil, and Mole Play.
Matt, hey. Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Been looking forward to meeting you a long time. I love sleeping. I love beds. Love to fuck, if you know what I mean, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Matt's here for a good time. He eyes the Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson.
I noticed you couldn't take your eyes off Va-Va-Voom Johnson over here.
Get the fuck out of here, because I'm not getting close to that motherfucker.
She's available, too. That's the thing that's interesting. Now, Matt. You're a businessman, but you also enjoy pleasure, don't you, Matt?
Absolutely.
And there Dan Draper, Darren Stevens, had a bed in his office and goes, look at this. And he tells Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson to lay down on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Va-Va, lie down. Show your legs a little bit.
No.
Here, Va-Va, give me your leg for a second.
Fuck off.
Give me your leg, Va-Va.
Fuck off.
She's Matt, playing hard to get.
Matt, can I just have a second with Va-Va just for a second, please?
Absolutely.
What the fuck are you doing, Va-Va?
Look, I am not doing another fucking faggot fucking scene, you fucking homo.
We're not doing a faggot scene. All you got to do is put your leg up and let Matt touch your leg.
No!
Why?
Fuck you! That's why!
I don't get it.
Because you're a fucking queer!
We're trying to
I'm not the fucking queer! You're the fucking queer, you fucking homo!
I think Matt can hear you.
Matt can hear him, and Matt likes what he hears. He knows Va-Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson is a lot of fun and a firecracker. Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson makes kissy face lips at everybody.
Just put a kissy face lip. Go. Just go.
It's called acting.
You're acting.
I'm not acting like a fucking homo.
Who's acting? You're playing a woman. You're playing a woman. You're playing a woman.
Yeah, and all over the internet, oh, Perry's a gay guy. Perry's a faggot. Perry's a homo.
It's an actor.
Fuck that shit.
They must know something we don't know.
You read the script. Let's hear that. Let's get the...
He leans in to kiss Matt like he did in that picture.
Fuck you. Action.
Matt. Come on over here, Matt.
The two of them kiss.
Fuck you!
Like on the picture.
It's just
like
a movie. It's just a screen actor. We have to do these scenes.
We are not kissing.
But we have to do these
scenes. We are not getting close together.
We create the picture on the
mat. We are not getting close together.
We cannot get the reality of the scene unless we kiss.
It's the anniversary of that picture.
No, you have to do the scene. Otherwise, we can't do the movie.
Well, then fine. The movie's not done.
Gotta not be homophobic and do the movie.
I am major homophobic. I can't stand
So you don't got the job and you have to return the money.
That's right.
Va-va-va-va-voom Johnson doesn't know
you
what
to You told
me
think. You would be here and you would do the scene and I said I would do the scene with you. And I have no problem. I'm not homophobic. It's okay. We could take the scene. We're actors and take it and we could kiss.
Kiss?
Yes. It's part of the scene.
You?
Yes.
Like in the picture.
I got to deal with it just like you have to deal with it. If I kiss you, I got the same repercussion.
And he runs a family
That's
business.
That's right. And I'm ready to do the scene.
You've already got the reputation
We're actors.
Of being gay.
You can't hold
You're
yourself.
A millionaire.
That doesn't matter. If you're a billionaire, you're going to take the heat? It doesn't matter. We're screen actors.
I'm lucky if I
We're
have
movie actors.
Bucks in my fucking
I'm
life.
Trying. You committed to a scene, and now you're pulling out. You're calling me a wuss. You're a wuss. You can't even do the scene.
Thank you. I'm a big wuss.
Oh, wow. So you can't
I'm
go
not
on the
a
screen.
Fucking homo.
He can't go on the screen because he's scared. It's a scene.
Not that I'm scared. It's a gay scene.
It's okay.
I won't do a
well,
gay
Well, you're not.
Scene.
So you can't. You're gonna. Your standards now. You're at the high level. You're a top
you
A actor.
You're goddamn right. I'm my
standards. Okay. Standard. So you could cut down. You don't. You gotta.
Oh, tomorrow.
So it's
a
religious.
Scenes?
It's
no.
it's religious that you can't do it.
You're damn right.
Oh, so everything's a moral code now. Oh, that's yeah. a hypocrite.
And that's mole play.
Mole play. Mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Okay, well, today's show was really good, I thought. You know, don't forget, June 26th, the 20th anniversary of Randy Callahan and Perry getting together. There'll be celebrations all throughout the United States.
Fuck you!
Also, don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on
Twitter.
Are you
going to go to any of those signings? Are you going to go to any of those parties?
What parties? What signings?
Whatever, the June ones.
No, I'm out of town in June.
All right, for the whole
I'm
month?
I'm gone. The whole fucking month.
Is that what you're doing? You're going to one of the celebrations?
Going around making money without us.
You're going to get money
That's
without
what you're
us.
Doing. You're going to these celebrations all around the country. You're making a few dollars, making appearances without us. You piece of shit. Now, do you have a Twitter account, Neil?
You know what? I probably have. I think I joined. I probably have like four people like following you.
Okay. Yeah, on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry
Caravello.
Perry F. Caravello. That's K A R
V
E L. What?
Why do you say the name wrong?
I don't know.
Because
really
you're a liar and you like to fuck with me. So why don't you say it correctly?
Walter
C-A-R
Molininsky
is
at Walter Molininsky. Don't forget, also a very close friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast.
He's
Tim
not
Perpetti.
A skateboard enthusiast. He's a fucking crook. He tried to rob my company, Scary Perry Skateboards,
Perry,
and he's not going to get away with it.
Oh, don't forget, if you're in the Los Angeles area, come by the Comedy Store. I perform there. Close out the show every single night. And on Monday night, see the greatest show on earth, The Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Now, if you want to get those stickers, don't forget, get in touch with me on my Facebook page. These stickers are 4 inches by 5 inches. You send $10, and we'll send you out 10. Or if you want, just get in touch with me on Facebook, and I will send you the artwork so you can make your own posters or pictures. So that's it for today. Goodbye.